Mr. Johnson, do you want to respond to that?
Sure. Thank you, Dominic. You know, we're starting off hot and heavy here at the opening of the debate. I'm really proud of the investments that the city council has made over the last 7.5 years, and especially the last 3.5 years. And it's not surprising to me that a lifelong Republican until 2015.
Smears.
It's not
lies.
A smear, it's a fact.
I'm a Democrat.
You were a Republican. Democrat. You're a
and
Republican.
How can you be proud of a city?
I'm going to answer,
your
question.
Of,
a lifelong Republican until 2015, someone who has called for the abolition of Social Security and Medicare would criticize us adding money.
I'll let you have your say.
Us adding money to summer youth programs, to a Fair Fares program for New Yorkers living in poverty, to the social safety net of New York City. That is what we have done to universal pre-K, expanding it to universal 3K. So it is not surprising at the opening of this debate that one of my opponents is talking about not wanting to invest in New Yorkers' future. I am proud of the investments that New York City has made in this council.
Okay, counter response, and then I didn't think it would start this early. Counter response, and then Senator Parker will face the first question. Go right ahead.
$20 billion more, and yet, is your health care better? Is the city more affordable? How do you feel about going in the subway?
Were you a Republican for most of your life? Were you a Republican for most of your life?
I'm talking. What could we have done with that money? CUNY could be free. We could be providing free broadband to our neediest families. We could have much more affordable housing. But instead, we have a city where people are afraid, where people are leaving. We need to turn New York City into a place that leaves no one behind.